Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there, and I'm here. And you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, and I hope you never get tired of me saying it, but I hope that my voice finds you in good health. Spiritually, mentally, and physically. Not necessarily in that order, but to help us all through this thing we call life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, good evening, good evening, good evening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I have to say that before I get started, and I just want to say that I know your time is precious, I know you're busy. And I would just like to say thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes and share what's on my mind and maybe a few things of what's been going on with me. And I just want to say thank you to you fine people for allowing me to do that. And I'll try to be brief. I want to be motivational, inspirational, and just another way of looking at things and just share a little bit of what's on my mind. So, anyway, let's get started. Ladies and gentlemen, I've come up with a phrase today, so bear with me. Follow me on this. There's no notes. There's no preset notions of conversation. And, you know, it wasn't a long... I was taking a day off today, so I really didn't, you know, sit down. And not saying I'm not unprepared, because let me tell you something. I love talking to you find people in terms of everything that's going on, what I think, what I believe, all the things that are going on, and just kind of give you something to think about. So the name I came up with today is Wing It Wednesday. Now follow me on this. What I'm doing is there's no set pattern. I'm just going to wing it, you know, and I think I can trust you guys and myself to just have a normal conversation. I mean, that's what people do all day long. If you see somebody you know, see somebody you like, you just have a conversation with them. You know, you don't, it's not preset. And I like you guys. I really do. So we're just going to have a conversation. We're just going to wing it. And matter of fact, I'm going to start off with telling you about my day. I got some information from a friend of mine yesterday. And he was talking about this cryotherapy. Am I saying that right? Cryotherapy. I'm sorry. You spell that. Let's get that right. It's C-Y-R-O-T-H-E-R-A-P-Y. Cryotherapy. So anyway, and I'm sure I've chopped the words up. But the bottom line is it's a big thing. It's taking over. I don't know a whole lot about it, so I don't want to sit here and sound like some kind of authority on it. But I went to check it out. I was a little curious, so I put my shorts on and everything. I went down to the center, this cryotherapy center, and I wanted to get some information. Lo and behold, I got all the paraphernalia. And I'm talking to the lady, and I'm asking a lot of questions. You know, what are the side effects? What are the benefits? What's it going to do for you? And, of course, like any business, you know, they want to give you all the positives and you know, the benefits. So I'm like, okay. So, you know, I spent a few minutes, and I was impressed. The people were very nice, very knowledgeable. Ironically for me, I mean, I know the owner or the person that has, you know, got this business off the ground, so it was kind of, I was a little bit comfortable talking to them. So as the conversation went on, she turned around and she said, well, listen, do you want to try it? I'm a little skeptical. I'm a little cautious, but adventurous at the same time. So I said, yeah, why not? She goes, listen, you know, I'll let you go in. The standard time is about 3 minutes. And she said, but, you know, by rights and the way we should start it is I'm going to let you go in for a minute and a half. It's just, you know, half the time. I'm like, okay. So what I got to do in is you got to strip down. You stay your skivvies. They give you socks. They give you shoes for your feet. They give you gloves. And they put you in this tank, this cryotherapy tank. And what it does is it drops the temperature down to minus whatever the number is. I should have been smart enough to kind of remember that. But like I said, it's Wing It Wednesday. So they drop the temperature down. And she gave me all the do's and the don'ts. Don't bend down. When you get inside, you know, take the robe off and hand it to the attendant there. And I did all these things. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. So I did. And let me tell you something. I went inside. They closed the tank. And I'm curious and, you know, like I said, and cautious at the same time. And they turned it on. And I was in there for a minute and a half. And let me tell you something. That son of a gun is cold. I was like, wow. The first 30 seconds, not really a problem. You could feel the cold. The second 30 seconds, I could start feeling my legs freeze up. And I was like, oh, okay, this is cold. And then they gave me the mark and says, okay, you only got 30 seconds left. And ironically, then you start feeling it. I was like, oh, wow. Not pain, you know, not discomfort, but you feel it. And I was like, wow, this is pretty amazing. So then they turn it off, you know, and obviously the attendant hands you back your robe. And, you know, I'm not a big guy, but I mean, you know, I was like, you got to hand me. I couldn't. He opened the door for me, gave me a little more range of motion to get out of there. But I will tell you this. It is definitely an interesting experience, and I'm sure it has a lot of benefits. I did my own little research, you know, shortly. A lot of football teams, a lot of sports teams are buying this machine. A lot of athletes are using it now for muscle recovery. So they have a whole host of things, and you know what? I'm going to go back. I will go back and get the full treatment. Now, there is a downside on this. I mean, it's not covered by insurance. It's not considered a medical facility. And it can be a little expensive. You know, I mean, you know, some of the sessions, I mean, it's like $50, you know? I mean, you're not going every day. That's crazy. I mean, once, twice a month, so it's $100 a month. Once every 2 weeks, you know, so it can be a little expensive. But other than that, I mean, I can't say anything about the benefits because it's only been, you know, a minute and a half. So, I mean, I have to do a couple more sessions and I will give you a follow up on, you know, the benefits and what it's doing for me. And we'll see what happens. But it was definitely an interesting experience. I have no negatives for it right now, so let's see what happens. And I will definitely keep you updated on this cryotherapy, which everybody's talking about. And I did it today, so all right, so stay tuned and I'll get back to you on that. So I think that's it. I got nothing else today. Wing It Wednesday. But I will say this, last thing I want to do, I'm going to go back old school. My mother gave me a book one time. It's the Complete Life's Little Instructions booklet. And when I first started the podcast, I used to read one or two little shots out of the book. Anything that you read out of this book, if you open it up, I think it can really say something to you and, you know, have an impact or maybe not. But it's kind of relevant. And there's not a page you can't open. Just open a book. I'll give you an example. I just put the book down and I just opened it up, and here's a number for you. 679. A lot of these things are numbered. So now let me just give an example. Every year, celebrate the day you and your wife had your first date. Now that's interesting. You know, and I'm going to cut it off right there. That's just an example. I'm going to start bringing that back. But yeah, every year you should celebrate, you know, you and your wife's first date. Now, I get it. People say, well, that's your anniversary. No, it's not. Your anniversary is when you got married. Your anniversary is when you wrote out that big check so everybody else could come and see you say I do and make your commitment to each other. But your anniversary, your other anniversary, is your first date. I think that's pretty cool, man. Keep the romance alive, you know, and let each other know that, you know, you care and that you mean something. So that's why you're still together, I hope. So, ladies and gentlemen, listen, thank you again. I know it bears repeating, but I want to thank you for allowing me to come in your life for the last few minutes. I hope all is well. Please do me a favor. Take care of yourself and take care of your families. Family's important. And if someone else needs a helping hand, if you can, stick your hand out and give them a helping hand. I believe this one act really, really will make the world a better place. And that's what we need. And it also will help you on the journey of becoming the best that you can be. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here. And you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. We'll talk again.